And I am recording this in between being hit by severe storms here in Austin, Texas. Welcome. This is Still Sober with John Rabin. If you're a sober person, hope you're staying sober. If you're not a sober person, hope you're staying sane. We had the craziest hailstorm earlier, and I haven't seen it that severe that I can remember, and it was just like bam everywhere, and it freaked the animals out in our house to the point where I needed to, once the storm let up, I had to venture out into the flooded streets to go get some calming medication for the dog, because he's, you know, he's freaked out. It's a barrage of sound and, you know, rocks, sounding like rocks beating on the roof. Sounds like somebody just stomping up there, like an inept roofer who won't get off the roof. So I had to go get that stuff, only to come back. And one of my douchebag neighbors took my parking space. I was gone for maybe 7 to 10 minutes. And they had already snagged the parking spot, covered parking. So hopefully one of two things will happen. Either somebody else during this calm, I don't know how long it's going to be clear out there to where people think, I need to go to the store, this will be my perfect time. And then we're going to snag and steal their parking space. Be like in your face. And they can hate us. Much like we hate whoever's parked there. Nobody really knows who each other's cars are, really. We do, but we don't. We're kind of iffy on a few. So maybe they won't know who we are. Or maybe they will, and they'll be full of spite. Like I am. Just a little bit of spite, you know, that somebody would take our space that everybody has access to and pays for. So either it won't hail again. So even though my car is parked in a not covered parking space, my new to me RAV4 won't have hail damage, or my wife will keep an eagle eye out because our window, we can see all the parking spaces and we can sit there and just glare until somebody leaves. There's a few people here who live here who need to go out and get a drink. That's what they do. So they've got to leave unless they planned on drinking at home. And then it's like, damn it, foiled again. You win again, addiction. It's pretty severe storms, and it's supposed to be severe all night. So that's going to be fun for someone, or for anyone who has cats or dogs that freak out, or both in our case. Yay. But of course, this is the end of the world. At least that's what parts of the internet and YouTube say. Because clearly the total eclipse is ushering in the end of times. Because we've never had one before in this country. Except for, you know, in 2017. Or before that. And before that. And before that. And in fact, a total eclipse occurs every 1 to 3 years. It's just normally not visible on land. You have to, you can see it either in the middle of the ocean or north and south poles. Typically, is where you can see them when they do occur. But this one means that's it. You know, the last one happened in August 2017. And of course, that also, we're very familiar with that in Texas because Hurricane Harvey hit and just, you know, fucked Houston up that same month, that same week, I think, as the eclipse. So there's even been posts online about how, you know, severe weather in Texas immediately after the eclipse, you know, like the eclipse causes the severe weather. It's like the patterns or maybe, you know, it doesn't sound very sciencey. Pretty sure the moon affects the tides. I know, you know, the gravitational pull. I mean, there's things. Maybe there's some things lined up, but it's not the, you know, the world didn't end in 2017, although some people in Houston feel like it did, but they're still here. So I'm sure the rain that they're experiencing, the weather they're experiencing today, is not helping their PTSD. That being said, we're still here. It blows my mind every time there is a prediction that God's ending the world based on a specific date. Based on is it the Mayan calendar or the Aztec calendar? Whichever one was 2012, that's the world was ending then. Everything was going to go kaput in the year 2000, of course. You know, because the arbitrary date that we had set hit three zeros. It's always looking for something. And I don't know if it's, I think all of these all start, much like QAnon, I think everything starts on either a dare or a group of teenagers doing whippets and going, hey, you know, it'd be funny. What if we started a movement? Like, you know, just let's, hey, why don't we tell people that the earth is flat? And then they giggle and they go, yeah, let's totally do this. So they do that, you know, and then it starts spreading. And, cause people will just, I don't know, if the production value is watchable, there's enough people that smoke weed that will believe it. If you can make a YouTube video with the narrator, you can say whatever the fuck you want and people will believe it because they've been smoking weed, which is why I'm anti-weed. I'm anti-weed because it makes you turn into either a moron or a hippie or both. So that's why you got to be careful about with weed, you know. Also lack of motivation, but mainly it turns you into a moron or a hippie. And both of which are just annoying. Really, really annoying. You know, that's one thing, I don't know. I don't know how to put this without coming off just like as an asshole. No. Because I always like lash out. Because religious people irritate the shit out of me. Because almost to the point where, because I see them push without, you know, without realizing it, obviously, because they're supposed to. and the Christian faith. They're supposed to win people over to Christianity. They're supposed to minister, spread the word of God, et cetera, et cetera. And by being dicks, they push more people away. And as a son of a preacher, growing up in the church, listening to sermons every week, you know, I'm well versed in it. And even though I don't follow the same faith as I did, Anyway, I'm not, it's not me. But what I can say, but I'm a defender of it, of faith. Because religions, rules and, guidelines set up by people to feel comfortable with how they want to worship. And that's fine. But when they start pushing it on other people, they don't believe the same. It's, they're dicks. And the thing about it is that it's like, I know what it's supposed to be. And and the God that they believe in, like, everybody's got their own personal relationship. They've got their own personal interpretation of a higher power of God. And the idea that God has to follow your fucking timeline is ridiculous. It's just, it doesn't make any sense. It's absurd. It's absurd to think that somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene would be like, oh, this earthquake and the total eclipse, they're signs from God. Okay. Yeah. All right. As opposed to every other horrible thing, wars and death. Death is not a sign, but, that people need to repent and get back to God. No, but the earthquake that didn't really do anything, or the total eclipse, which, oh my God, the world in just a streak across America went dark for about 4 minutes. That's the sign. So it's just, It's irritating. It's just like, man, is your God that small, that predictable? That doesn't sound like the omnipotent, omnipresent, all-powerful creator of everything. You're like, oh shit, what day is it? Well, if the numbers, I wasn't going to end the world, but since you brought it up, the numbers do align. I know that I need to take everybody out on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What would that be? So it'd be 12. No, it can't do that. There's no 34th day. Oh, well, it'd have to be 01, 2, 3, 4, 5. It'd have to be 2045. And it'd have to be January 23rd, 2045. I mean, he didn't end the world on January 23rd, 1945. And that was after the war. So he could have. But, it's dumb. It's really dumb. I'll tell you when the end of the world is. Because even with, apocalyptic disaster, life keeps going on. That's the world doesn't end. Like, we might. But that's the true end. The end of the world is when you die. Specifically. You. And that's really, it's the end of consciousness. That's. So. I don't know if you want to distract yourself by other, could this be the day the world ends? You should worry about your own circle, right? What do you got going around you? Because it's your people already. I don't, understand why people are worried about the world ending when, you know, there's mostly self-centered anyway. You know, they only care about their circle, their little tiny thing. It's all about me and my hustle and, you know, my clicks and like and subscribe for me. So not really concerned. I mean, that's really why they're concerned about the world ending. They don't want the world to end because it would affect them. Oh, this world ending, this apocalypse is really going to affect my my likes. This is really going to put a damper on my TikTok schedule. So reminds me, just to tie this into a recovery thing, that's the whole, you know, the end of the world is when you actually die, is the same thing as the only real rock bottom is death. You know, and people, and that's when I hit my bottom. No. You can always go lower. That's why people stay in recovery. That's why people constantly try to work on themselves, because you can always go back and then it gets worse than your lowest moment. You can always get worse. You can always go lower. Death is the ultimate rock bottom. You may think you're at the basement, but you know, you dig a little further. Oh, there's another room down here. This one sucks worse. Think I'll get down there. You know, that's what's going on. Ooh, like that. I kind of started off with weather and ended up with recovery. I brought it around. Whatever. Anyway, thanks for letting me just, ramble on here. I'm doing all right, by the way. Had my third treatment, and things are going fine. So we are going to keep this brief, though, because it's starting to lighten up. I mean, I hear it. I hear the rain's coming. So and my cat's running around. Great. Not the other cat. My cat. Like when it was like super hailing, the dog was freaking out. The other cat, who's normally a tough guy, except for when it thunders and when there's noise that he can't figure out, he goes and hides in the bathroom. My cat, who has no claws, I didn't do that to her. That's how she came. My cat, in the middle of the scariest shit that's freaking us out. Even my wife and I are like, fuck, look at all this hail. This is fucking crazy. My cat's meowing at us because it's dinner time. It's actually 20 minutes till dinner time, but she's early, but she doesn't give a shit. So she's absolutely oblivious to anything going on other than it's time for a snack, which is true cat behavior. Me, right? StillSoberPod@gmail.com for any questions or comments that are positive to neutral. We will see you next week. All right? Later. Telephone line.